You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in again at that time of week, MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jim Langosch. And Jim, let's see, where do we start? But you know, we're getting at this here toward the middle of the week. You started the week Monday night with a game against a team with the worst record in the league, the Milwaukee Brewers. Cardinals, as many know, the best record in the league. And, of course, that ends up, as everyone would have predicted, Brewers coming off a 17-inning dramatic game the night before. And they beat the Cardinals 1-0. And I guess that's the fun thing about baseball, right, is you know, you just never really know what you're going to get. And from the Cardinals' standpoint, you know, perhaps with the great cushion that they've had this year, not such a tough blow. But sometimes you do concern yourself when you waste such a nice night's pitching again and lose a 1-0 game.
Yeah, and that was Mike Matheny's, you know, kind of his emphasis after that game. You know, I think the biggest takeaway from the game, I mean, certainly not a favorable outcome, but the way Jaime Garcia pitched and continues to pitch is certainly a boost to this Cardinals rotation. We've talked for the last several weeks about some of the rotation issues they have and the lack of depth that this organization now has in that area with Adam Wainwright out for the season. But, I mean, Jaime Garcia had the stuff to pitch 9 innings last night. You know, situation dictated that he come out a little bit earlier than that. But certainly, I mean, if he continues to stay healthy and he continues to look like that, have the sinker working, got a lot of ground balls, that is a big, big boost for the Cardinals as they look for starting pitching help. So, yeah, again, not the outcome they would have liked, but I think on the periphery, certainly good signs moving forward from Jaime.
Yeah, well, you know, and that was coming off a really emotional day and a great pitching performance, too, by Carlos Martinez on Sunday. And that Sunday game, to me, Jenna, it looked like kind of almost a draining emotional day, not just for Carlos, but, you know, for some of the other guys on the team as well.
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, the Cardinals have honored and observed and, you know, and recognized Oscar Tavares' memory, you know, at a certain point over the last several months. You know, it was a part of winter warm-up in January when the team all got together. It was obviously a focus in spring training at different points. Opening day, they had a ceremony for him. The thing that was really special about Sunday was it was as much for the family as anybody else. You know, his parents never got to see him play at Busch Stadium. So the Cardinals brought in the Tavares family, both his mother and father, and then two of his brothers, played a tribute, kind of a highlight video of his career again to give them an opportunity to see some of the highlights that they had never gotten to see, you know, except for on TV, presented them with books. And then just, you know, by coincidence, Carlos Martinez, who as we all know is wearing number 18 in Oscar's honor, was making the start. So, you know, Mike Matheny was very candid before the start that he didn't know how Carlos was going to react to this. You know, this is a kid who has had trouble controlling his emotions before under much less, you know, serious circumstances. So was he going to channel that emotion and do really well, or was it going to kind of derail him? Well, we saw him probably pitch the best performance of his young career. So, you know, certainly an emotional day. He admitted afterwards that he was crying in the bullpen as he warmed up in the video of Oscar Tavares played above him. But he was able to get those emotions together and make what Mike Matheny described as a benchmark start. And, you know, to top it off, Johnny Peralta, who was probably Oscar Tavares' second closest teammate, drives in all 3 runs on the day. So just a special day for the Tavares family and certainly for the Cardinals. So you're right when you say emotionally draining, because that's what it was for everybody involved.
Yeah, and Carlos, you know, to your point, I mean, he said he had to look away eventually from the presentation up on the big screen and even wondered to himself if he could go out there and pitch, if he was just going to be too sad, too emotional.
Yeah, I mean, he said he was so sad in the bullpen, he didn't know if he could do it. And then at some point in that walk between the bullpen and the dugout, he was able to kind of get everything in check and say, you know, I'm going to do this for my best friend. And, you know, that's a message actually he verbally told to some of his teammates. So you give the kid credit. I mean, he's had to grow up a lot since last October dealing with life, you know, and then also trying to find his fit on this team and in this rotation. But the way he responded to that, I think, answered a lot of questions. And then, you know, certainly you look at the stretch that he's had beyond even just Sunday, this is 3 straight scoreless starts from him. So, you know, some of that early blip he had in May where people began to wonder if he was really ready to be a starter and pitch every 5 days, that's really been washed away by what he's done recently.
You know, and you mentioned Johnny Peralta drove in the three runs, and you know, he was very close as well to Tavares. What about what he has meant so far in this first half of this team? Because Peralta maybe, you know, I don't know if he's sliding under the radar per se, but this is a guy who may not be getting as much credit as he probably deserves as one of the best shortstops in the National League.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair point. You know, he plays the game very quietly. You know, and by that I mean you just watch how smooth he is. He's a guy who doesn't seem to have to put a lot of energy into what he does. And so, you know, I think because he again, quietly is probably the best word that I can use in how he plays, perhaps he's going unnoticed, you know, outside of St. Louis for what he's done. But, you know, not only has the production been there from him to this point, and he's been a very steady defender as well, but he's going to be key to this lineup now that they don't have a cleanup hitter in Matt Adams. Now, you know, with Matt Adams out for the season, with Matt Holliday getting more days off, we saw him sick over the weekend, and the Cardinals are continuing to give him days off regularly to try to keep him sharp. Johnny Peralta is a guy who is going to fit in that number four, and then when Matt Holliday's out, number three spot. And so far, he's filled it very well. So, you know, as you look at how the Cardinals offensively are going to be able to kind of handle Matt Adams' absence, I think Johnny is a big part of that. But, yeah, you look up, he has 8 home runs through the first 2 months of the season, leads the team in RBIs through the first 2 months. You know, and perhaps he is starting to get that recognition last week he was first place among NL All-Stars at the shortstop position. So either Cardinals fans are voting in mass, or he is maybe starting to get some recognition outside St. Louis.
And so what's the deal with Matt Holliday? You know, is this a serious situation, or was it just a couple of days? What are we looking at?
No, it seemed like it was just about a 3-day virus. Obviously, he missed the first game in the weekend series against the Dodgers, tried to play the second game, lasted only 4 innings, and then got Sunday off. But the fact that he was back in the lineup Monday, had no issues afterwards, it seems like it was just a virus that had to run its course. That being said, as I mentioned, you know, I think the Cardinals are going to, or I know the Cardinals are going to be liberal with days off for him. I think they have felt that there has been a benefit early this season to unplugging him from time to time. And you also look at the situation with the outfield depth in St. Louis. You know, they essentially have 5 very capable major league outfielders for 3 spots. So that gives them a little more flexibility to pull Matt Holliday out from time to time to hopefully keep him healthy and then keep him sharp and strong through the end of the year.
And the Matt Adams thing, was that a surprise, you know, that the quad, was that messed up? And he had to have surgery, and he's going to miss 4 months now. Was that surprising news, or how's that being handled?
No, I don't think it was too surprising to the Cardinals. And, you know, you could tell the night that he had the injury, you know, we asked Mike Matheny afterwards about it. I think his words were there's serious concern. And for a team that usually tries to couch injuries as not very serious, the fact that he was willing to kind of use those words in the immediate aftermath told us or kind of indicated that it was going to be serious. You know, the one thing that was a little bit of a surprise to the organization, when they took the MRI the next day, they weren't able to determine whether or not he had completely torn that quadriceps muscle. When they went in to do surgery, they did find out that he had, which is going to put him a little bit longer on the recovery timetable. So, you know, while the Cardinals had initially hoped that maybe he would just miss about 3 months, now it's likely going to be at least 4, which, you know, when you look at the calendar, puts him at the very end of September. So whether or not he's going to be able to contribute in the regular season is very much in question. Even if the Cardinals go to the postseason, you know, what condition is he going to be in to help out there? So, you know, as the Cardinals move forward, they're really planning on having to do so without Matt Adams.
I got to tell you, though, if there's one team that has figured out how to adjust from, you know, injuries and losing key players, and not just this year, but really in recent years, St. Louis Cardinals seem to be that organization.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you look at this year already, they've lost their ace, they've lost their eighth inning setup man, and now they've lost their cleanup hitter, and along the way have had other guys go down for shorter periods of time, and this team keeps chugging along. I mean, they are fortunate in that they had a guy in Mark Reynolds who, you know, has been an everyday first baseman in this league for many years, be able to step up for Matt Adams. We'll see what the production is there. And, you know, if it's not enough, then maybe the Cardinals go looking elsewhere for help. But, you know, when you look at kind of positions across the diamond, if there was a position that the Cardinals had some adequate depth, it was first base. So, yeah, I mean, this team, over the last 5 years, as key players have gone down, somebody else has stepped up, and it's pretty remarkable. And I think it also says a lot about the farm system that this organization has been able to cultivate, that, you know, for the most part, there has been an internal option ready to step up when needed.
Yeah, no doubt. It's awfully impressive, and they continue just to march forward with the best record in the league. And, Jen, always appreciate it. We'll look forward to catching up again on the St. Louis Cardinals next week. All right, Jen Langosch, MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.